Today, world leaders are creating new laws and policies to try and solve the global economic crisis, the growing threat of nuclear weapons from Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea, the Palestinian and Israeli conflict over implementing a two-state solution, and the resurgence of Russia's military. Do these four problems have a connection with what the biblical prophets predict will happen in the future? Recently, President Obama met with world leaders to try and fix the global economic crisis. The European Union called for the establishment of a global governance that would subject all financial market activities around the world to regulation and be backed by inescapable sanctions against violators. Could today's events be leading toward the global control and governance the Bible predicts will take place in the last days? And could Iran's threats to wipe Israel from the face of the earth, the world's efforts to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and Russia's military resurgence all be pointing toward the final world events the Bible predicts will occur before Christ returns? My guest for this series is journalist Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, who has lived and reported from Jerusalem since 1993. You will also hear part of our interview with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu concerning the threats Israel is currently facing. Join us for this special edition of the John Ankerberg Show. Welcome to our program. My guest is Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, who's a journalist who's lived in Israel since 1993, knows his Bible backwards and forwards, and today we're going to talk about some of the events that are happening in our world. We all realize that we are facing an economic crisis in our country, as well as there's a global economic crisis that is taking place across the world. Where is it all leading to in the future? And Jimmy, I'd like to start with our country first. And I want to start with a quote from the former U.S. Comptroller General David Walker, who has warned right now the most serious threat to the United States is not someone hiding in a cave in Afghanistan or Pakistan, but our own fiscal irresponsibility. He says there's a cancer, a fiscal cancer, that could have catastrophic consequences for our country. And he says the imminent retirement of 78 million baby boomers, which is now upon us, all right, it's now starting, they're going to place unimaginable strain on the three major entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Now listen to what he says. He says if lawmakers do nothing, Uncle Sam eventually will be able to do little more than pay interest on the mounting debt and some entitlement benefits. He says there will be no money, zero, zilch, nada, left for anything else, including national defense and homeland security. Now, you say, is he a voice crying in the wilderness? No. The Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, they agree with him. According to Paulson, these rising costs will drive government spending to unprecedented levels, consume nearly all projected federal revenues, and threaten America's future prosperity. The Heritage Foundation has put out that we have just added $14 trillion in the next 10 years to the national debt. What David Walker is saying is in with 20 years, we will be broke. We won't have anything for security in terms of national security defense. We won't have anything for our health insurance. We won't have the money to do so, and lawmakers are adding to this debt. Now, Jimmy, this is causing tremendous strains, and it's going to cause big changes coming up in the future. How does this relate to biblical prophecy?
Well, John, it's not only the United States that is having an economic problem. And what happens in the United States has a ripple effect all across the world. So what we see unfolding is the, as you mentioned a few moments ago, the global economic crisis that is underway right now, which I believe is setting the stage for what the Bible calls for in the last days, a local headquarters in Babylon that will be the economic world center, and that will be headed up by a man known as the Antichrist. This is talked about in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, where it says that during that time, people, in order to be able to buy or sell, are going to have a identification mark. It's talked about as the mark of the beast. The numbers 666 are mentioned on the forehead or the back of the hand. We're not absolutely sure what that's all talking about. Is it a tattoo? Is it some type of a chip implanted in the body? We're not sure, but the text does tell us in order for someone to be able to buy and sell during this time in the future to try to bring some kind of stability to this economic crisis, they'll have to have this identification, and the one in charge of recognizing that will be headquartered in a world center in the last 3.5 years of a 7-year period of time. That's Revelation chapter 18, which talks literally about that location, that headquarters being in Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq. So thus you see the global crisis setting the stage for this to happen. America, as the leader of the free world, having economic problems themselves, the ripple effect across the world, and then everything focused on Iraq over these last number of years gives us the evidence that that will be the location where the Antichrist will be headquartered.
Yeah, and we can see certain things that are taking place right now. Recently, our own president went and met with the G20, and when the 20 nations and entities came together, what they wanted to decide was, how do we fix not just the United States problem, but the economy of the world? And here's what they came up with. The leaders of the G20 determined to create, first of all, a central world bank to help resolve the world economic crisis. And this bank would dictate to businesses across the world, including our own American businesses like Boeing and Citibank and others, how they run their financial institutions. So here in America, where we think, well, we've got the Constitution of the United States and we've got the Supreme Court of the United States, and that's the final authority in our country. No. Now they're saying this is going to go overseas. You've got one more layer to go to. You've got to check in with this European Central Bank. What does the Bible say about controlling the finances of the world?
It does say that will happen in the last days. What is interesting, this IMF, International Monetary Fund, that has been set up by the G20, is actually setting the stage for everything in Bible prophecy for the last days. They're talking about a control system over every government, not only the United States of America, but all of the European governments, all of the South American governments, all of the Far Eastern governments. In fact, the Far East plays a key role in this whole economic situation anyway. But it's talking about a structure. The phrase has been used, a new world order. In fact, President Chavez of Venezuela was just recently in China, and he said he was able to go there and meet with President Hu of China and talk about some of the ideas that they have about a common currency worldwide because of the new world order. That's what God's word says must be in place. It'll start with a false church in the city of Rome. It then, after 3.5 years of that 7-year tribulation period, moves to Babylon on the shores of the Euphrates River, some 58 miles out of downtown Baghdad. And if somebody says, well, wait a minute, that's just a piece of desert land. No, wait a minute, let me tell you about Dubai, who within just a couple of years developed into an economic center for the world, totally wired as it relates to the internet and computers, etc. The same thing can be replicated, and it will be replicated according to God's word in Iraq, and that will be this international headquarters for this economic center that the Antichrist, this one world dictator, will rule from, which is what everything is being set up to do according to the plans they laid out at the G20.
Hi. I always had the question, who are the G20? Who are these nations that are making all these decisions about the world? Let me list them for the people. You got Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, South Korea, Turkey, the United Kingdom, the United States of America, and also the European Union. All of those countries are making the decisions together. They decided to create a new central world bank to help solve the problem. But just like you said, they're actually talking about the fact of starting a new world currency. And what they call the currency is SDR, Special Drawing Rights, the unit of account used by the International Monetary Fund into the premier international currency. Now, China, as you said, is pushing this. And the reason is they have invested trillions of dollars into the debt of the United States. And if we devalue our money because of inflation, because we can't pay our own bills, the fact is if it goes down 20-25%, all of their investment decreases by 20-25%. If it goes down 50%, they've lost half of all of that huge amount of money. So what they're saying is, listen, if that's a possibility, and even that they're talking about it tells them what they think about the United States' policies in terms of financial responsibility coming up, they're saying we need to start talking about having this world currency that is not tied to the dollar, but to these SDRs, so you would have a whole new world currency. How does that tie in?
Well, let me tell you, what you've just talked about is very key, because remember the G20 meeting took place in London. And that is one of the major cities in the European Union, a part of the European Union that will come to power, and it's quickly coming to power so that it's going to be the financial center of the world, more so than the United States. In fact, the decisions made, as you mentioned, putting this central bank in place was because of the European Union. Gordon Brown, who is Prime Minister of Great Britain, said before the meeting even started, he wanted to have this global structure in place. He wanted a new world order. And just remember this, John, you read that list of G20 members, the major industrial nations of this world. But the European Union has 4 votes on that G20. And what's so unique about that? When you look in Scripture, in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, it talks about a body of governmental, economic, political, and military power focused on what is now the geographical location of the European Union and referred to in Bible prophecy as the revived Roman Empire. That's where this one world dictator comes from, who is going to set up the economic headquarters in modern day Iraq at Babylon. So this Antichrist will come out of the European Union, I believe. He will come to power, and when the structure's all in place, all he has to do is take charge of it and move ahead. One aspect of that revived Roman Empire. Remember, the old Roman Empire 2,000 years ago had a common currency. It was the denarius. And a part of the revived Roman Empire has to have the same characteristics of the old Roman Empire. That common currency is a major plank in that establishment of the revived Roman Empire.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about two things. Not only do they want a centralized bank in Europe, not only do they want to have a new currency, but they also want to have this global government. They want to have the authority. And obviously, to pull off some of these other things, there's got to be an authority coming out of there. We're going to talk about that. And then I also think, Jimmy, that we're seeing the prototype, someone similar to the leader that the Bible says is coming, that's going to kind of rule Europe and the world from this European Union. He's also going to form an alliance with Israel. And there is somebody very interesting on the scene right now that is a prototype, at least, of that figure the Bible's talking about. And we will share that with you when we come right back. All right, we're back. We're talking with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, and we're talking about the world global economic crisis and what our world leaders are proposing to solve the problem. And one of the things that the G20, this group of 20 nations, has come up with is that they need not only a world bank and a world currency, but they also need a world government. Why? Because you got to have somebody administering all of the different countries so that we don't have somebody that's got a flat tire, somebody that drops the ball in one country and it pulls us all down, like the United States or Saudi Arabia or Russia. So they're saying we've got to have this centralized government. Now, how much power do they have? Together, these countries represent around 90% of global gross national product. They control 80% of world trade. and they have two-thirds of the world population. These are the people that are calling for this new world government to administrate the world's economic problems. What do you think, Jimmy?
It's based all upon economics in this world, John. There's a phrase that's going across the world talking about the golden rule. He who has the goal rules. And indeed, when you put the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, in a position of controlling the monies of this world, the currencies, all the reserves that every single country is going to need to operate, they are going to be the ones calling the shot. And that is the first step in establishing a one-world government, an economy that is based upon someone dictating what must happen. And of course, Bible prophecy talks about that as well. God's word 2,000 years ago could see into the future. It was pre-written history as to how it all play out in the end times. And that's what we see unfolding right now.
All right. The Bible talks about a world leader that's going to come on the scene, and he's going to control the world, their finances, going to have the authority to make peace treaties with Israel and its enemies, and the world's going to think he's the champion. We can see if somebody stepped up to the plate right now and solved the world's economic problems, he would be the champion, all right? There is a politician that you and I, we were playing telephone tag with when we were in Israel. We wanted to do an interview with him, and... He, I think, is the prototype, someone similar in terms of the job that he's going to have and the abilities that he has and the tentacles he has in terms of certain countries in the world that could be the prototype of what the Bible calls the Antichrist. Who is that person? Tell a little bit of the story.
Well, his name, of course, is Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of Great Britain. Today, he is the peace envoy for the Quartet, United States, European Union, United Nations, and Russia. And he represents this quartet of organizations and states for the purpose of trying to bring a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Since his appointment, he has been in Israel, has a permanent office there, in fact, in one of the hotels, has a number of suites to operate. We were in contact with some of his underlings trying to put together that interview, weren't able to be able to get together with him. But I've been watching Tony Blair. Let me say before I go any farther that I am not saying that Tony Blair is the Antichrist. John, I cannot make that statement. But as you mentioned, and I love the phrase that you said, he is a perfect prototype. Not only is he the Middle East peace envoy trying to bring peace to the Middle East, but in addition to that, he has converted to Catholicism, which gives him a connection to the city of Rome. The one who will be this world dictator, the Antichrist, in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, this is Revelation chapter 17, will be located in Rome, Italy, and he will be controlling the revived Roman Empire. Now, in the last segment, we talked about how out of the European Union, I see the European Union as at least an infrastructure for this revived Roman Empire. They may well be the actual fulfillment of prophecy. But Tony Blair has a connection to the European Union. He represents them in the Middle East. So he is a peacemaker in the Middle East. He has a connection to Rome. He's established a foundation. It's called the Foundation of Faith. And he wants to bring resolution to world problems through religion. If this is not every single step the Antichrist is going to take, I don't know Bible prophecy. Every single thing that Tony Blair is doing is putting him in position. Of course, he just recently had the endorsement of his own prime minister, Gordon Brown, who reluctantly said, okay, I think Tony Blair should be the man to head up the European Union as its permanent president. By the way, the Lisbon Treaty that was signed by all 27 members of the European Union back December 13th of 2007 is calling for a permanent leader to head up the European Union. They cannot continue to go on with these temporary leaders. And even President Sarkozy of France, who was also mentioned as a leading candidate to be the permanent president, has now stepped back, is endorsing Tony Blair. Again, I have to conclude, we're not talking about Tony Blair as the one who is going to be the Antichrist, but definitely he is a prototype. He fits all that is called for in Bible prophecy for this world dictator.
Yeah, what we're saying is that the structures that the Bible talks about are starting to fall into place.
Absolutely.
And it's happening so fast that our minds are all spinning in terms of how this affects us in the United States and what is actually happening across the world. We can't even imagine some of these things that are being discussed, but they are. Now, next week, we're going to turn our attention to the fact that the world is starting to pull away in its support from Israel because of the nuclear conflict with Iran. They're afraid that Israel is going to attack Iran, and what that would mean in terms of the economy worldwide of oil and all kinds of stuff. Second, they're worried about the Palestinian-Israeli peace process and the whole fact of trying to come to a peace agreement in the Middle East between the Palestinians and Israel. So they're worried about those things, and they're pulling away. And we're going to talk about how this is affecting the world. We're also going to take them to our interview with the current Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as the current Speaker of the Knesset, Reuven Rivlin. And we're going to let them talk about the threats that Israel sees is coming their way in a variety of different ways. And folks, you won't want to miss this. Join us next week.
For additional resources, log on to jashow.org. That's jashow.org.